Thanks, Eric. It's Download Here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our snowy Michigan Avenue Allstate Showcase studio. Tonight, the indie rock power pop sounds of Chicago's Beach Bunny. Beach Bunny started as a solo project for musician Lily Trefilio. She turned Beach Bunny into a full band, and they put out a couple of EPs. Just put out a new single called Sports. Lily and the band are young. Lily is a junior at DePaul University, as the rest of the band is in their early 20s. The band, Aiden Cata, Matt Henkels, and John Alvarado, they're playing this Wednesday at Shuba's. They're on Belmont and Southport, and they are in studio tonight. Beach Bunny, thanks for being here.
Hello.
Hello. It's
great to have you guys. We're going to hear some live
music.
We got a good four songs to play tonight. I'm so excited to hear. And you guys, let me start with you, Lily. I mean, it's rare that you'll have something that starts as a solo project that blooms into a band.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the origin story of Beach Bunny, how it went from your solo project to what we have now.
Okay. Well, when I first came to DePaul, I was really interested in the music scene and stuff. And so in December, I released an EP, and I didn't really think it would take off anywhere. But a lot of friends at DePaul were also doing music and were kind of pushing me to play shows and stuff. So I played at a house show in Elgin, and it went really well, and I really loved the feeling from it. So I just
And were you playing solo? Were you playing acoustic?
Yeah, it was just solo. Yeah, acoustic too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yeah, I just kept going from there. Played solo for a year and a half. And then it seemed time to get a band because I really wanted to get that full sound. And then I met all these guys.
Well, let's bring these guys in. For you guys to enter into this project, what attracted you to Lily's sound? Matt?
Well, her songwriting is super catchy, and just the songs are incredible.
But thanks. We
kind of all know each other just through mutual friends. So it was more of like... she saw me also play at this kind of like the same house show, but a year later, and then asked me to play guitar, and I was like, yeah, duh.
John, what about you?
Matt was like recommending like someone to play drums, and then he's like, yeah, well, John can play drums. And I had known Lily and Matt. I've known Matt because, you know, we're both from Elgin, but I met Lily through a friend, and then that's
kind of the fun part, right? I mean, the fun part about entering the DePaul music scene and being able to have all of the different people around you that you can start relationships with and also be in a position where you can start musical bands together. Talk about that, Aiden. What does that mean to you to be in this scene, to be attracted to these musicians and be in a position where you can be the band Beach Bunny?
I mean, it's just really great to just, you know, being in a scene. It's just really like playing a bunch of shows with friends and just having a good time is just really important. And if you just keep doing that, then, you know, it's just fun. It's just fun to just play with other friends and be in a scene, you know?
I have so many questions. First, we're going to talk to Paul. And second, we're going to talk house parties, because you guys said house parties a lot. And anyone who knows me from listening to Studio 435, that my antenna goes up at that point. But let's talk about DePaul, because I had some musicians in here from DePaul, the mm-hmm. third or fourth time, I think, in Studio 435, right, Pete? We've had DePaul students who were actually, who are still enrolled and are doing stuff. When you start looking at a music scene through the university, is it people playing in Lincoln Park? Are they around? Is it coffee shop type stuff? Where is the scene at in relation to where DePaul is at in the city?
There's definitely some DePaul bands that are prominent. There's a band a couple years younger than us that's doing really well right now.
A couple years younger than you?
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, when I was there, it was mostly a lot of bands in the suburb, and so I would know people from DePaul that would play shows farther away. And then also just online, there's a lot of bands in the area, but not necessarily that go to DePaul.
What do you go to DePaul for?
I'm doing journalism. So
okay, congratulations on that. But that's my point. I mean, DePaul is known; it's got a little bit of a music school. But I'm always intrigued because DePaul is also a place where a lot of young people are going to come to school and be in the center of the city and meet a lot of other like-minded artistic people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So for you guys who don't go to DePaul, I mean, talk about what. You know, what brings you together in a music scene? What is it about Chicago's music scene that you find attractive? What is it about being a drummer in Chicago that brings you down here?
Most definitely, like, how cohesive the scene is, and how, like, I mean, people make some really great music. I mean, a lot of the bands we've played with in Chicago, and then a lot of our friends as well in other bands. I think just, like, being on a bill with your friend, and you guys are all playing a great show, whether it's a venue or a house show, it's, like, always a great time. And just seeing everybody progress as a musician.
Do you guys have to, as a band, do you have to, when you get together and you start playing, does it come down to you having a band meeting to say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play all the time, right? We're going to go play shows. We're going to go, this is the plan for this band. Because some bands might be not as ambitious, where they say, oh, this is so fun to just hang out in this basement. You know, let's keep doing it. And there are other bands that say, this is something we really want to do. How ambitious are you guys in the sense that you have a game plan for Beach Bunny?
Super ambitious as a band, I guess, because Lily's whole thing from the get-go is play as many shows as possible.
Like, yeah.
We've already played 6 or 7 since the beginning of the year. It's just every week, sometimes two shows a weekend.
Mm-hmm. And where do you play them? Where are they at? House parties?
Anywhere, really.
Yeah, I mean, for the last, since we've been a band, it's really like we've accepted almost everything.
We've gotten a little more selective recently.
Yeah, recently we've gotten selective.
We've gotten a big wave of offers, but before it was just like
really?
Back to back to back.
And where do the offers come from? I mean, are they clubs? Or I mean, you're playing Shubas, which is a really big deal. Mm-hmm. And I would think that a lot of great Chicago bands and national bands go through Shubas all the time. But, I mean, are you getting clubs calling you guys up from good performances you had and say, let's do it again? Are you getting offers from house shows?
Right.
Where does it come from?
Honestly, it's friends or people that have seen us. It's not, I don't know if we've ever gotten contacted directly by like a venue themselves. It's usually someone sees us and they're a booker or a promoter and they like message us on Facebook or Instagram or email us or whatever and ask us to play a show. That's pretty much it. Yeah,
that's great. I mean, it's, I know we're getting in the weeds, especially when it comes to I'm fascinated on how a band today books,
right?
Because you have, I mean, I've done a lot of comedy in my life and I've done a lot of independent stuff. I've played with a lot of musicians and stuff, and in my day it was all about relationships, but it was, you know, you're hitting the contact button on a website for a club and hoping that they respond. There wasn't as much offers. I know a lot of comedians who are now coming up, and with the advent of social media and the way that people are able to connect with each other, they're booking 60, 70, 80 gigs,
yeah.
You know, in a 3-month time,
right.
Just based on their Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you guys do it? I mean, is that really how it is? Is like the social media circles that you run in are familiar with Beach Bunny and they know what you guys can bring to a table, so they're always going after you guys?
I think it's honestly because we play so many shows,
right,
that people will just keep seeing us and new faces, and then if they know somebody, we'll get more offers from any one of those kind of networks.
How do you guys balance your lives away? I mean, you're only 20, 21, 22
so
years old. And
it's,
we don't.
But I mean, there's a lot. I mean, we just talked about how ambitious you are. But, yeah. I mean, do you have to prioritize? Do you prioritize Beach Bunny to say this is more important than my job or more important than family or things like that? I mean, you're at that point. Because you're all within 20 to 22 years old.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a lot worse when you get up to 30, 40 years old. But right now, I mean, that's the idea, right?
I mean, since Lily and I are both in school, we tend to prioritize school over it when it comes to that. I mean, a lot of the show offers we get are on weekends, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But, you know, if someone asks us to play, like, on Wednesday out of state or whatever, we're like, no, I can't do that. So
Like,
we've got to have some kind of
wait, don't say no just yet. Your manager in the other room's like, wait, who offered us Wednesday? We'll take it. Beach Bunny in studio, the indie rock power pop band from Chicago. They're playing at Shubas coming up here on Wednesday. We are talking with them about their young career. Like I said, Aiden Cata, Matt Henkels, John Alvarado, and Lily Trufilio are all between 20 and 22 years old.
Yep.
Lily attends DePaul University. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you guys all sound check in the break, and we will hear live music from Chicago's Beach Bunny. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN, Studio 435 time. The band Beach Bunny in studio. Power pop, indie rock, emo? No? Kinda?
We'll get into that. It's next. That's the next combo, emo. Aiden Cata, Matt Henkels, John Alvarado, and Lily Trefilio are Beach Bunny. The new single, Sports, is out now. They are playing Wednesday at Shuba's on Belmont, but they are right here in Studio 435, right here on Michigan Avenue tonight, and here they are with their first track tonight, February. Take it away, guys.
Strawberry ice cream, a summer's day. You melt away through the cracks in my fingers. I know that sunburn goes away. The broken words I last heard still linger. Maybe by Monday I'll be okay. Any day's better than February. Sometimes I wonder how life would be. Any day's better than February. But if you called and you asked me to stay, would you give me the world or walk out in a day? Because I'm so afraid that if I let you in, when the going gets rough, will you leave me again like February? Summer's gone, seasons change.
Chicago's Beach Bunny. That was Lily Trefilio, Aiden Cata, Matt Henkels, John Alvarado. The band is playing at Shuba's coming up here on Wednesday night. They got a new single called Sports, which is out. We'll talk about the new music as well. You guys got some more in you? Why don't we just stay with it? What's the name of this next track?
Sports.
This is Sports? This song is so good, you guys. You're in for a treat. Chicago's Beach Bunny with the track Sports. Take it away.
You should count in, John.
If you feel lonely, I could be lonely with you. Tell me, baby, why do you seem so blue? Why are we so complicated? Maybe love is overrated. I'm tired of waiting. I was never
Beach Bunny with the track Sports. That's their single. There we go. Can I be in the band? Is there any way I can be in the band? I just be a hype man? That's so good. That's such a good song. Thank you so much for playing it. Lily Trefilio, Aiden Cada, Matt Henkels, and John Alvarado are the band Beach Bunny, which will be playing at Shuba's coming up on Belmont, coming up here on Wednesday. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will talk some more with the band. The band, which is both DePaul, Elgin, little Batavia thrown in. I love it. Chicago band. Everybody in the band. I love it. All right, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. It's a download, Studio 435, right here in studio with Chicago's Beach Bunny. They just performed live in studio. It was a great performance of Sports in February. They just put out Sports as a single. We'll talk about some new music that's coming the way. The band is Lily Trefilio, Aiden Cada, Matt Henkels, and John Alvarado. They are playing at Shuba's coming up on Wednesday. You know, with the music, there's obviously this pop sensation. I mean, I always have trouble with labels, right? I don't know what the categories are anymore. Sure. Power pop seems to show up a lot. But I mean, obviously with what you're doing, talk about how much of it, Lily, is your song amplified or how much of it is trying to build a song in concert with everybody?
Okay. So as far as like lyrics and melody, I come up with that stuff and then we all come together to make it sound full and great. But like, I mean, the songs wouldn't sound the same without Matt's leads and John's drums.
And Matt, I want to ask you, I mean, sure. The drums and the bass are great on the track. The sound though is it seems to be a almost like a dueling banjos between Lily's voice and your guitar.
Right.
And is that by the idea of, because those are two things that'll stick out and make it power pop. Mm-hmm. You know, the bass and the drums are solid, they're strong. You're not necessarily going to be like, that's the distinguishing quality of Beach Bunny. But that's the coming off of your lyrics into your leads
right.
and back to your lyrics. You guys seem to have found a compliment.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, when I first like started seriously playing guitar, which was, I mean, I've played it for a long time, but I didn't, you know, seriously play it until I joined Beach Bunny. It was more of like, wow, I've never done this before. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I just had to like ask people and it was more of like, yeah, you don't want to write leads that, you know, interrupt what she's saying. They're supposed to compliment her. So that's kind of just what I've been going by and it's been working, I guess.
let me bring in the rhythm section. I mean, when you're working with Lily and her songs and her melodies, let's talk about her melodies. What are you guys trying to accomplish with the bass and the drums? I mean, is it just to keep the beat and keep it going or are you thinking about how your music interacts with Lily's voice?
With drums, I know that there's certain things that I guess like what she's saying, I'll compliment that like dynamics wise or like I'll go off like syllables like when we perform Shoegazer live, it's usually just like her saying, you know, the lyrics and song and everything like that, and I'm just mm-hmm. going towards that. But I really try not to like overpower anything. I don't do many fills, but like when we're going in and like we're doing Boys or something, I definitely like hit the crash a lot, and then like with the emotion comes like everything else. So
same yeah. with the bass.
And then for bass, I mean, I usually like to compliment Lily's guitar because that's usually how the style of music that we're playing works. But as far as bass playing goes, I usually like to, I like to keep things very simple. You know, I feel like most bassists like kind of have a hard time doing that, just like keeping it as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing this like smooth, fat bass that just needs to, you know, compliment Lily's guitar.
When you say the type of music that you're playing, right? And tell me about that. Tell me about what it is. What is the style of music? How do you categorize it? And the secondary question would be, as you guys grow together as a unit, does that change? Does that adapt? Does that evolve?
This is a question we've asked ourselves many times.
Tough question.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. I think people have labeled us instead of us labeling ourselves. And then we're like, oh, this works or this doesn't work.
Yeah, well, at first, Beach Bunny, like, solo was labeled as, like, surf rock.
Surf pop.
Which, it doesn't really fit.
Yeah, because I would always get compared to Best Coast, because they're female-fronted. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, well, same genre, but that didn't work at all.
Right.
It didn't
right.
make sense.
Yeah.
So when we came together as a full band, it was more like, okay, how do we label ourselves now and build towards that sound, I guess?
And when before we move on to the adapt and evolve question, picking up on the idea of a female-fronted band, you're right. I mean, I think that there's almost... there's a laziness in the categorization because they're like, well, it sounds like a different band that has a female singer.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, completely.
That has to happen a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you guys combat that? How do you to find yourself to be something different? I mean, because it's not an anomaly anymore. I mean, the idea of a female-fronted rock band is part and parcel, if not the I would assume that the percentages have gone up, especially with younger bands. So there has to be a little bit more of a distinction than female-fronted rock band, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say I'm pretty vocal about it.
Yeah.
How so? Oh, yeah.
On, like, social media. Just as far as, like, not really for myself, because I think we're doing pretty well, not getting just... classified in one thing, but I've noticed other girls do, and so I'll be like, hey, if you're a booker, don't just advertise something as a whole female show. Try to have some variety and like pay attention to the music, not just the fact that
they do that a lot. Like the bookers try to put together a show that's just four bands that are female fronted.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
And do you guys have to push back on that? I mean, is that something that you will go to a promoter and say, hey man, you know, we're more than that? Or different than that. I don't want to say more than that, but just different than that.
I don't think we've had that problem as much as just seeing other girls in the scene have that problem. Yeah.
I wonder about that. I mean, we never really talk about it, especially having you guys in studio being of a younger age, at 20, 21, 22 years old. Is it commonplace to have those kind of, I don't want to call it stereotypes, but the cliches of music and what a lot of women have had to go through in rock and roll? I mean, are those a thing of the past? Are you finding more negative experiences being a woman in indie rock?
I don't know. That's hard to say. I have talked to some girls though that have dropped shows because of like stigmas and stuff like that, and not wanting to be, I don't know, put into this box and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these guys are great, so we don't really have any troubles. If anything comes up, we kind of all just are a team. And
do you have to pay attention to that, guys? I mean, do you have to pay attention? If Lily's pulling it out, though, she's pulling out saying, hey, there are stigmas you got to avoid in a band, in a situation that you guys may have to confront at some point. Are you all there?
Matt's ready to fight someone if the moment comes.
I've never hit anyone, but I've predicted that the first person I'll ever hit physically is someone that tries to like approach Lily on stage or something like in a bad way. Because it happens. Like there's a lot of even bigger female artists that, you know, people come on stage and try to do something or they say something. Yeah, definitely. I mean, nothing has happened so far, which
we've been okay.
Awesome.
God, yeah.
Let me make a transition into the house show stuff, because you guys will play places like Shuba's, like you're playing on Wednesday, which is awesome, and you play clubs where it's a little bit more organized. But when you're talking about house shows in Elgin or other places, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're playing, someone said, I'm having a party, and will you play our basement? Is it more organized than that? I mean, is there more... I mean, I grew up in the time where, you know, I'd go to shows and it would be like the Smoking Popes and they would be in Elgin and third floor cafe, you know, or above a carpet store and that kind of stuff, where they would find different DIY places to set up shop. I mean, is that what we're talking about when you say a house show in Elgin?
So for Elgin, I mean, a lot of the people that have seen Lily have like seen Lily from like the very beginning in Elgin. So like when we play a house show in Elgin, it's like the one we do every year with our friend Brandon, it's like more of like this like really emotional connected feeling where everyone knows the lyrics, everyone's dancing, people are going crazy, and it's like it's all your friends, so you're really comfortable in that environment. Essentially it's like just this show to like have fun, really. And
it's a home show.
Even in Chicago as well. I mean we've been experiencing that more and more with like house shows and like them getting just way too packed, and like it's just like insane, and it's like overwhelming on occasion. But
yeah, and a lot of people will, it's not like we're necessarily, I mean, it's someone's home, but a lot of people that do house shows in Chicago rent that space just for like
for house shows.
They want to host shows there. Yeah. So it's
there may be a bed, there may not be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But and is that a frequent thing? I mean, can you get on that circuit, like a house show circuit, and be able to play a house show in a different neighborhood every single weekend? And are we talking shoulder to shoulder packed places?
Yeah. I mean, they're touring bands. We played with touring bands that we play house shows and they show, you know, they're playing a house show with us.
Do the house shows compete with shows for bigger venues? I mean, because I think of myself and I'm like, okay, when I was in my 20s and I would go in Chicago, I'd talk about the experience of Smoking Popes, but I also would find myself at Metro or Fireside Bowl or places like that where you would go and you knew all the people that you were just mentioning, John. It's this idea that, you know, all your friends were there. They were there. Mm-hmm. But it seems like that's being replaced by the fact that you could have a house show, which I guess is illegal, but a house show that would come together and accomplish the same thing. So do they compete with the old traditional models?
I think the venues still pull a lot of people. I mean, right now, I feel like we've known, we kind of know who's who in the scene and everything like that. So certain house shows will be way bigger than a venue show, but then certain venue shows will also
have a really huge crowd. It really depends on the space of the venue.
Yeah, that too.
Because most house shows are free, which is a good thing, or a suggested donation, rather than a venue that's charging like $12 to get in or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of house shows are packed when venue shows. I mean, there's people that show up, but it really depends on the night.
And it's the same thing, like you got to know somebody who's got the address that can be texted to you and things like that. I love it.
Yeah.
Just blowing my mind. Pete too. We're both are like, we're living vicariously through you guys. Okay. Beach Bunny in studio, Lily Trefilio, Aiden Cada, Matt Henkels, and John Alvarado. They're playing at Shuba's. They're doing the traditional route. Standard traditional on Wednesday night. Their single Sports, which we heard live just before the break, is out now. It's latest. And you guys do have new music? Are you working on new music? You putting it together?
Yeah.
Working on an album.
All right.
8-song release, hopefully sometime this year.
All right.
Maybe September? We don't have a month.
All right, good. Well, here's what we'll do. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we will hear a couple more songs from the band Beach Bunny. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN Studio 435, where we bring you the best live performance Chicago has to offer. In studio, Chicago's Beach Bunny. That's Lily Trefilio, Aiden Cada, Matt Henkels, and John Alvarado. They're playing this Wednesday at Shuba's on Belmont. A little power pop, a little indie rock. A little bit of emo? A little bit?
Yeah.
All right, good. I love these guys. My new favorite band, Beach Bunny. All right, here we go. We're going to play a couple songs before we wrap for the show and give it off to Patty. Here they are with the song 6 Weeks. Take it away, guys.
can we go back? Can we go back? Can we go back? Can we go back?
There we go. Yes. Chicago's Beach Bunny in Studio 435 tonight. They're playing this Wednesday at Shuba's on Belmont. It's Lily Trufilio, Adam, Aiden Cata, Matt Henkels, and John Alvarado. Their latest single is out. It's called Sports. They're here in Studio 435. Let's do one last track before we wrap up and give it over to Patty. Here is their last song tonight. You guys ready? It's called Boys. Take it away. Chicago's Beach Bunny in studio tonight. That's Lily Trufilio on guitar and vocals. Aiden Cada, Matt Henkels, John Alvarado, all in studio as well. The band Beach Bunny will be on stage at Shuba's coming up on Wednesday night. They got their single Sports, which just came out, and new music on the way this year. Guys, thanks so much for joining us tonight, Studio 435. Love you guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you.